We got stacks of pictures like this.
Yeah. Well, if you would be going through them and never find any of this place, you know, when you was a little boy, why, who made copies of them?
I don't think that I got, well, I might have one picture that my grandmother stored.
Does the Bridgman Road go in there?
Here's where the water comes down from up the new ground.
And Catherine on a picture, and I gave that to her one time.
Oh, really?
She was honest, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I got a picture of my grandparents stored.
Yeah, I have that picture too.
And then I have another picture of Catherine and I on a picture, and Eva said she wants that. I said, well, I wish you'd take it if you want it.
And that's where the John Owings lived, right?
Yep, that Owings down there.
And that meadow down in there where you didn't farm?
No, that belonged to that farm.
John Owings?
Yeah, John Owings farm.
Okay.
Our ground only come up to those woods on the outside.
On the outside of that woods?
That's on the outside here. Run out along this road here. We farmed it. All up there. We'd fox hunt up in there. Right here,
there's deer.
There the field goes down. And
is that a deer up there?
Yeah, there are two.
I just 30. See it now at all.
This was all new ground here.
When you say new ground, what do you...
Trees was cut out.
Oh, they timbered it.
Yeah.
Oh, cut all the trees out.
Called new ground after they...
Well, that's what they called it anyway.
So when you could they cut all the trees out of here and then just let it grow back up?
We cut all the wood off one time. In the winter time. And just growed back up again.
So you just use this for woods? For cut the trees out.
Right about here is where the line goes back.
Yeah, right up here a little bit. When Stars had their sale, we had to come out that way. It runs right back along the primitive camp.
Oh yeah?
You know that woods?
Yeah, the blue trail. And that goes all the way back to that farm.
Uh-huh.
And this here goes back to that other farm.
Uh-huh.
I always wondered how you got there.
Yeah. Well, you can get there from Sawmill Road, too.
Okay.
But that road is bad. This was really pretty decent back in here.
This here was all woods here. We never farmed. Nobody. That belonged to the Bixler place here.
These fields here were the Bixlers?
Where them buildings is built there.
Uh-huh.
That belongs to the Bixler place.
Well, then where was their house? Or was that the Sterner house? Bixler house, where was that? Or was that the Sterner house?
I don't think.
Oh.
What's that?
Where was the Bixler house?
That's out here along the road.
Oh, yeah. Out here?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
The one right down here off of this road?
Yeah.
This old house sitting down here?
Sort of falling apart now, unfortunately.
That house hasn't been built very long.
Nope.
These houses have all been built. Well, that's the house down here.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, who owned this house that's right up here off of this
Bixler.
Road? That's the Bixler house?
Uh-huh. No, that...
Oh, no?
Somebody else owned this up there.
This wasn't the Bixler property here.
No, down there's the Bixler property.
That one that's right over the other side of those trees.
The Sullivans own this here.
Sullivans?
This house barn.
Okay, that name's
it's
on that
not
list.
Much ground to this place.
Yeah.
It's a shame that letting that house fall apart.
Nobody lived there for a while. The kids that owns it lives over here.
I don't think anybody can live there now until they fix it up. They'll fix it up again.
Where they got that
That barbecue?
Stuff down there.
They own that here?
Yeah, they own that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they live right here.
You need that yellow squirrel?
Oh, she's got plenty there, doesn't she?
And this is the Bixler farm.
That's the Bixler farm.
Oh, this is the, and what was his first name? You know what the Bixler's first name was?
Her Bixler.
Well, there was a Uriah Bixler that lived over here somewhere, but I don't know where.
I heard her mother talk about this Uriah Bixler, but I don't know where it is.
Well, he was sort of a preacher, self-made preacher.
Wasn't that a Bixler place down there?
Yeah, I think that's where he lived. Now this farm up here, Tad, is where the pumpkin
place.
With the
chambers?
Yeah, and what was that, the song or the story behind that?
They were papers.
The Thomases lived there years ago.
Communist papers, and he hid them in a pumpkin.
Right.
Right.
In the 50s.
Yeah. And
there's where the Thomases used to live.
In fact, that's a historical place. You can go in there and see that. They have marked off where the pumpkins were kept.
Uh-huh.
And
you were saying that's the Thomases?
Thomases lived
there.
Yeah,
Thomases lived there, but they
owned it a while.
That was after the Thomases left there.
Okay.
That the pumpkin place came in.
Yeah, right. What did they say their names were? Chambers.
Yeah.
And then they also owned this house, and he was scared.
The Knolls owned this place.
Okay. But when Chambers owned it, he was writing a book and stuff, but he was scared. He was right in the middle of all this stuff, and someone would come and kill him, so he didn't stay at the first place. He would set up nights in this house down here and write his books, and this is a dirt road, and keep a lookout and see if anyone was coming to get him. You ever have any time, you get that book.
I'll try.
Chambers. Whitaker Chambers.
Some of them live back in that farm. Yeah.
His son owns it. His son is a writer for the Times magazine. But he only lives there like in the summer when he vacations. Okay, that road back there at that farm was where you go back into the Sterner farm.
Uh-huh.
Who lives up there in that house?
Who is it? Sass or Haster? I don't know.
Sessa?
Yeah.
This was all woods here.
This is all woods.
Garfield Krause used to live in this house here.
Oh, really?
At one time of day. And Tucker's lived here.
This is Little House on the Prairie, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know who all did live in that house.
A lot
house.
Of people. Yeah. Also, that's where Garfield Krause used. Okay. Hey, you're going to be helping me find some places here that I couldn't find.
And then, of course, then they moved up there.
Sam Wright's people lived there, too.
Yeah, that's right. Sam Wright's people live there.
Let me open this gate.
About the story of the stores.
We used to go up the hill there.
Follow that road.
Follow that road up through the woods
and
go out on the other side.
That still comes out there, up on top.
Yeah. We walked back to Windsor School.
Right, and that's how you'd walk all the way
when
back.
When they built Charles Carroll School, my daddy said he keeps us out to work in the spring and fall. We just go back to Windsor's to finish up. I graduated at Windsor's sixth grade.
Oh, my. This road's getting closed, isn't it?
Yeah, they just mowed it back, too.
This is the way they used to put it down, always down through the woods and out on the other side of that farm and on down past the sawmill.
Now, the farm that was out here in the middle, that's sort of up on top of this hill, who's owned that one?
Petrie's.
Petrie's?
That's where Hattie lived.
Okay, and that's the Hattie's hole is right below.
Down there where the iron bridge used to be, where the big bridge used to be.
It went across Big Pipe Creek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they fix that up?
That's
just a washed out crossing now.
Now you'll have to tell me about where, gosh, everything's grown up. Was the house in down here or something?
Way down is where the, from
they
that picture.
Road was that far back.
Gosh,
well,
that's a shame. It's a grown
yep.
up.
I can remember coming down here once or twice, and that's all I ever
probably
remember.
Probably here, this tree here was Springhouse, wasn't it, Mr. Lefthouse?
Yeah.
I remember the Springhouse. I was in that.
It's a well right in here someplace.
There's
is that
a well
you
in
heard
here.
The dog bark at one time?
Yeah.
Out of the well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it fell in the well and couldn't get out. And
wow.
He heard a dog bark, and then he went and found somebody and came out of there.
Okay, so now all heck that road's good.
Now, well, straight up here where those tall trees are is where the barn or the house was. Because that's where that trail on that picture comes out.
Was it there or was it up here?
Because there's also like
the barn and the barn and the house is right up in here.
Oh, okay. So, but the barn was below the house, right?
The barn's down here.
Oh,
down toward the spring.
So over by those trees?
No, not down there.
Okay, so up in here.
Right
in this flat area.
And the spring was in here and the house was like up here?
No. The house is right up here in here.
Oh, okay.
Right in there.
Okay.
Right over this way.
Oh.
Right up in here.
So it's like a house here, spring
and then
house.
The spring house was down below here.
And then the barn was over in here.
No, the barn was up in here.
Back this way. All right.
It's
we'll get it.
It's growing up. I don't know.
I know. It's so good. Well, anyway, we have the area where it was.
There was a big shed on this side of the road.
Shed on that side of the road. Huh. It's so just so growed up.
Yeah.
We can't get through that road, can we? I mean, can you go down through to the end in the fields or no?
Where, here?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Okay. I used to go down this way to Union Mills.
Yep.
Okay, now which would have been the hill then that he had that guy back up in the car, or the guy backed up in the car? Would have been down here further or up further? The road that went...
Oh, the car sales.
Yeah, the road that went from the house back over to...
The road that goes went back over to the back fields back there, went up through at the edge of the woods there, and
that's
cut out
there.
On top of the hill.
That road up
yeah,
there.
That's the one with the car
yeah.
underneath, I guess.
Yeah.
See, this is where I thought the barn was.
Oh, no, the barn was up
there.
Here was the spring house in here.
Oh, right around here.
Spring house, ah.
Okay.
And this big hill out here, you know, Ted, where it's really high, you know.
Yeah,
down,
as you go
well,
up this road.
Yeah.
This road would go down there, down through the woods and up past the Petrie place and
uh-huh.
down to her barn and sawmill.
Yep.
That's where we hauled all the logs and stuff.
And I remember one time a Bixler and my father, Bixler and somebody, I had the story written down, passed here with horse and buggy, and the one that was on the lower side upset down over that hill.
Whoops.
And, but the buggy and stuff had caught in the trees, but they said whoever owns this property up here should put a fence up. So then John Stewart put a fence up.
On top to keep people from going down
uh-huh, yeah.
that steep hill.
Okay, so well, we know the general location.
Yep.
Of... Gosh, there's a lot of them sticky things.
Teasel?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, what did they use this for down here? Just grazing cattle?
They farmed just down to the creek.
Okay.
Down to Pipe Creek. And then their ground was up on top of the hill over there.
So all that farmland on top?
Yeah.
Was Stewart's.
It was a field here about, I don't know, run up here to where we turn in.
Mm-hmm.
But this up here was all woods.
Okay.
Is that road still here, Ted, or did we pass it?
It's right up here. The one with the car on it?
Yeah.
That's right up here. That's grown up a little bit too.
Yeah. Well, this has really grown up since last time I've been back here. Wow.
Yeah, everything grows up.
Yeah.
Don't take care of it.
Well, the county owns the property, so.
Yeah, here's the road with the car on it.
Oh.
Right there, lane goes uphill.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's just another road to go up?
It goes out on top of the hill.
Yeah.
Come down right past our place over.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the road. It's got that old Plymouth on it.
Yeah.
It's in two or three different pieces.
Oh, really?
If you go right sitting on the bottom of the hill.
Uh-huh.
I guess somebody dumped it there when it didn't work anymore, and it's since rotted apart.
Well,
I gotta open that gate this direction.
A couple years back, wasn't they gonna try to put a dam in this?
Yep.
That, this bottom part, that would have been a good place for a dam because there's a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
And hills on both sides to keep it.
Yeah.
And then talking about a breast, and I said the breast would be down there below her barge's sawmill across.
So that hill would be a good place for a press.
At least that was my idea, but I don't know if it'll ever work. I don't know if it'll ever get it or not.
There goes the fuzz.
Yeah.
You might turn around.
What
are you doing here?
You probably won't take your time. We're going to go up here and just run through Cone New Trail real quick.
Quite all right with me. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, okay.
Getting all these little bits of information that answer all the questions I've always wondered.
Okay, now did Josh Wesler live over in here?
Over there is where Russ Feasers lived.
Feasers lived over in there.
Where did you tell me Joshua lived?
Over against the bank over there.
Oh, okay, yeah. And they used to have moonshine over there.
They turned in, went across Pipe Creek.
For Feasers.
For Feasers. And you had to walk across the log, they didn't have no bridge
right
over.
Well, they got a bridge there now.
Sort of.
It's nothing over there.
We'd come over to our place, help to cut corn and that kind of stuff. He'd come early in the morning and he'd have his pipe hanging down on his chin. You could smell him a mile away.
Okay, so that was Feaser lived there. That's still know where Josh Wisner lived.
That damn pipe was so strong you could smell it.
That was our great-grandmother's father.
He was a good worker.
Who lived on this farm here?
Helwigs.
Helwigs lived here. That's the only family I knew that lived here. I don't know.
The Helwigs? That barn just fell down.
Yeah.
That barn was standing a couple years ago.
Up this road, it used to be a road up
there.
Yep,
there still is. That's where the barn was, right down there.
There was another family lived up that hill or whatever by the name of Byers. Here's where you're
from. I'm going to just show you.
Oh, you
want
to show him Wisner's school?
There's the schoolhouse.
See, that's why I thought Wisner owned this land, because
there's the schoolhouse.
Well, maybe he did. I don't know who owned it.
Huh.
Now the schoolhouse originally was just that little brick.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of it, Ken, if
do
I
you?
Can find it.
This part here was the schoolhouse.
Okay.
And Strevick that lives here now, what's his name? Whoever lives here now.
Junior?
Yeah, his father went to school here and he says, you walk in the first part, he says, and you can tell exactly, he can remember where the blackboard was and the stove and everything.
One time we come back here to school and it snowed and the teacher wasn't there. We crawled up on the roof to stuff something in to make the smoke. a bunch of us boys, and we going back over here, heading back home. We looked across and here she come. We run to get back to get that stuff out at you.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
Okay, now there was a house right here. Who lived there?
Yeah, there's a house that lived there, but I never knew anybody lived there.
Right here at the bottom? Up by that barn. Uh-huh. Well, there's still that big barn there.
Okay, but right in here.
Right there.
Oh, wow.
The house stood right there. Nobody didn't live in it for a long time.
Right. It was in there somewhere.
Then
here you went in.
Bruce George was a teacher at that time. And we come over here
Right back there in the flat.
And we had a picnic on the porch. And that's where I learned to eat peanut butter.
Oh, really?
I never knew what peanut butter was.
Well, I remember when we was a kid, we came here to visit Hitlepe and her husband. And there was no floor in the house. We sat on baskets. It was like just boards put up for like a table. And the house wasn't in too good a shape either. Okay, you don't know who lived there. You know who lived up here?
Well, Bishes lived here.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if any Whistlers lived here before the Bishes lived here or not. I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Yeah, the Bishes lived there all the time. We ever went to school and everything.
Well, their names is in that report about Hashwa, about the Bishes property coming up near.
And they tore the house down.
And Harvey Stensaker lived here.
Yeah.
The house stood right there.
Uh-huh. That was a right nice house. I wonder why they tore it down.
Well, that's what I can't understand.
Same as
why they tore it down.
That barn?
Well, they didn't want to rent it.
Yep. That barn back there will fall down soon, too, because they don't...
Yeah,
don't take care of it.
Down now.
Well, the county has all this, right?
This is,
I know, the county owns it all now.
Yeah, it's actually DNR. Most of that over here. It's the Department of Natural Resources.
Uh-huh.
And see, it's a cooperative wildlife management area.
So you don't know who lived in the first town. See, I always thought that our great-grandfather's father might have lived there. I don't know why. I just thought it
might be right,
but I don't know. I can't prove that.
I went back to Windsor Schoolhouse. And
there's
where I met Edna.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
And she said, "Roll up, boy. You don't need to think you're going with me."
Gosh, I didn't know that farm was built there.
That's brand new.
Well, I know, that's brand new.
That's nice.
And this house right here is brand new. Built right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
And then this ground along here, right about here, is where my father owns.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That field over there against that woods. And this is the place now. This is where I was born and raised.
Right here with this barn and...
Right here.
The house is down over there.
The house is down in the bottom.
Of the hill, right.
And they used to see the house there and there?
Yeah.
Between the trees.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And there used to be a spring house down there. Now this shed was here.
Neat.
Hmm. And posted, got private property on it.
Well, you know, Maul and Nick owns it. It has a chicken farm, Maul and Nick's name. But they rent it out.
And that shed belonged there. That's it. Now see, this used to be orchard here. And it's all grown up in trees.
They're farming down there. They got corn in there.
Here's where Bev lived.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well that house has been built. And this one up here has been built.
Since
Bev
I left. Kitchen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That corn
well,
got nicer.
That,
did she?
She moved to town after her husband died.
Oh, okay.
But it's just been within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Years.
Barb lives right up here, doesn't she?
Barb lives here.
This is Barb, yep.
Uh-huh. Okay, and...
Now, this is the house that Garfield Krause lived in. Coming right there. That's where the school teachers used to board.
Oh, here? Oh, yeah? Huh.
Crowd took care of the school teachers.
Oh, yeah?
That's a neat old house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a good house.
That's where Barb's sister used to live that got stabbed by.
And this sure goes down the pipe creek.
And this field belongs here to the farm that we lived on.
And this road went back through then?
Part of this woods belongs to this farm too. Oh. And this, the ground all went over. See that little building back in there?
Yep.
Along that woods there is where the farm ended up here.
And that was your parents' farm?
My father farmed all this.
Wow.
What is 103 acres?
Now, do they do most of that by hand, or do they have tractors or horses?
By hand. My father never owned a tractor. He left the farm in 1944.
Okay. So it was all horse pulled?
Huh?
All horse pulled?
Yeah.
The farm I live on up in Pennsylvania when a landlord bought it. He started cutting back all his multi-floor rows and stuff and found all these old horse-drawn hay rakes and...
Oh, really?
And all that harrowers and everything.
They would park them beside of a hedgerow like here.
Yep.
Now, this place down in here is a new house. Not been built too many years ago.
Shriver's owned it now.
Do they?
Shriver's on it now?
Uh-huh. One of their sons.
A family
of blacks used to live there, and the McAllisters used to live here, and their kids went to school back at Winter School. I don't know if anybody lived there. There was a Kutch. Wasn't there a Kutch?
She Coke, I think they said pronounced. And that's how the Shrivers got it. She was a rich old lady. She lived back here by herself. Shrivers,
they bought this and they really bought a house in there.
And they took care of her and, you know, did everything for her. I guess she didn't have any relatives and she inherited Shrivers inherited the whole place.
I knew somebody by the name of Leah Koch or Koch or Koch or however they pronounce it, I don't know.
Right.
And that barn's been there.
Well, I think her husband was living with her for a while, wasn't he?
But then he had died.
They had a couple of people, but they never farmed.
Because she had a lot of money. She had huge, rich stuff.
I think they're the ones that built that house, weren't they?
No. Oh, the red brick house?
Yeah, the brick house.
Rebuilt it.
The Shrivers did?
No, a woman by the name of Coke.
Okay, before that. This all to the left now is on public hunting ground and public area.
It used to be a field right above the woods there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's all grown up now.
Right.
And if you went back this road that's right up here, you got to the Petrie place.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's the road that goes back.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Oh,
they
even got that road shut, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, they got that road shut too.
And then this is all Shriver here.
Yeah. Here, Mr. Shriver. And down here?
This down here was where the sawmill was.
Uh-huh.
Right here by the creek.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On the left here.
I know it used to be a big house there.
Herb Mars lived there a long
down
time.
In here.
That right. The barn was first, and then the house, and then the sawmill was right over from the house.
Right in here.
Yeah.
By these trees, there's like a big pond in there.
Yeah. Well, he used to have that open as a swimming pool. And when we were little kids, we used to come over here, and then in the front of his store, he had like a built-in porch, and he made a little store in there with candies and goods, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we used to come over there, and then in the old barn, we would change our clothes. Herb Myers' sawmill.
But the house caught on fire.
Oh, did it?
Okay.
Yeah. And Herbie, I don't know where the rest of them went, but Herbie went and lived with his girlfriend then until they got married.
And that sawmill, was it water powered or electric?
Water
powered?
He could saw it up slick as a rim.
When I first started work, old Pipe Creek got high and I couldn't get home one night. And that's, I don't know if that's the time the bridge washed out or not. That bridge washed out.
Yeah, Now, somewhere in these hills here, there's a cemetery. Did you ever hear of the burial place? Well, I guess we can call it a cemetery. A burial place on Sawmill Road?
No.
It's up here in these hills somewhere. I wish I could find it.
I said, here's where I said would make a good breast across there if they wanted the dam built.
Down there's where...
Oh my God, look how it picks that up.
Yep. And they did that all last year.
Didn't it?
And that's where John Frost lived, and he had married a banker, which is another family I'm working on. Okay. Huh. Jim Shriver owns it.
Yeah, because he measures his
field. Okay, and that place over there is where the bankers lived from my father's side. My great-grandmother and great-grandfather, that is the original banker home.
Yeah.
And that's off of?
Deep Run.
Deep Run Road.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Shoals used to live there a long time.
Right. And then there was a house up here. Now, who lived there?
Todd Bauerger raised his family right there.
That's where Bauerger used to live. With that raised.
What was his name?
Polly.
Polly Bauerger.
He always butchered for everybody.
Okay, and that was right up this little road.
Right,
right up there on the bank.
Right up on the bank. He raised his kids there.
With Carroll County here,
Ted. Yep. Boy, it's going to take me a week to do this mill hike now. Because we hike to Union Mills with the kids every week.
Yeah, they do.
In the morning. And I always stop like at the Petrie Farm. I stop there and say, this, you know, used to be a farm here and a road. We just hiked on a main road and all this. Now it's going to be, this was a stored place. Here's the Petrie Farm, we get up here. That's up there is where the...
Mrs. Shriver lives back in the...
Yeah. Now how do you go down and cross? You don't come up here direct?
No, we walk that mowed field up above Bankard House.
Uh-huh.
Or what was a Bankard?
Yeah, uh-huh.
We go down across there. We come across this field
down
here.
Down there is where all Shoals live.
Yep, that's...
Your
grandmother's
people that
came. Right.
Well, my dad's
Wife. Deep. Yeah, uh-huh. And we used to go in this road and up Deep Run Road.
Yep.
You know?
And that's where Jim Shriver lives now.
Well, this is where Jim lives.
You say he does live there now?
No, Jim lives...
Oh, he lives up in the big yellow mansion?
They rent this out.
Do they?
And when they rent it out, and there was the old, what was that, Mr. Nuppo? The canning factory.
Oh, yeah? Is that what that is? Where
that
house?
That was the office or whatever.
Okay.
There's where the canning factory is.
Yeah. I have pictures of that where the canning factory came right up, some of the buildings came right up against the road there.
Oh, wow.
And I have a picture when they was putting the road in here and put that bridge in.
Yeah, I came over that bridge just minutes before it fell in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was my first year of work in the sawing factory.
Now, do you remember the old schoolhouse when that was the sawing factory? At the academy?
Yeah.
Really? And I don't know what else it was. Store, of course.
One time I went to Union Mills with my grandfather on the old spring wagon. We stopped at the blacksmith shop, you know, where the blacksmith shop was. And I got off that old wagon and I walked up to the academy. And I rapped on the door and I wasn't old enough to go to school yet. And the, you know, the man called Bolly Penn and Mrs. Brown were teachers there. I rapped on the door and they left me in. My grandfather had an awful time to find me. Know where
oh,
I was.
Oh, really? And that creek down there, it was a big bridge there. And I have pictures of it, of somebody having cows in the creek there. Do you remember the bridge going across
oh,
there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we used to swim there. It was like a falls.
Well,
you know, a little bit
we
of a
cut fall. Ice off a pond there and put the ice house down, you didn't know it.
Oh, really?
They used to have an ice house down there.
Oh.
My father helped to fill that ice house.
How'd you cut the ice?
Sawed it by
hand. And then how'd you haul it?
They hauled it away.
Did they put straw over it or anything? I heard that when they packed it.
Up there, right up there along the road, the ice
yeah,
house.
Yeah, I know where it was at, uh-huh.
They filled her up.
Neat. How long would that ice last?
All summer.
Wow. So when you needed some at home, you'd come get it, or just leave it in there?
Oh, no. Just the people that owned it.
Yeah, okay.
You never hear of the time they used to baptize people in
yes,
the creek?
Yes, I have a picture of that, too. this was the banker's place then. But the original house was built up on the top of the hill where it goes back to Isaac Banker. Great-great-grandfather or something. And it had a thatch roof. I found that article in the newspaper of the house and farm that used to be there with a thatch roof. Hey, I got a lot of stuff.
It
gets so much that it gets overwhelming. I can't get it together, you know?
Well, I think we could write a book on the history of...
the Storrs and Bankers.
Yeah.
And then this road here goes back to the house, and one of the bankers lived back there.
Well, John Crowes lived up there
yeah,
for a long time.
This is where Aunt Henny lives.
She still does?
Yeah, she's 80. She's up there pretty good, too.
We went Christmas one night and let Doug get out.
She's about 86 or 87.
Somewhere around there.
He had a fit about it.
And this used to be a gun club here.
Yeah. Deep Run Gun Club.
Uh-huh.
And that's shut down now?
That's where the
yeah.
first
No, no.
Deep Run? Okay.
Somebody made
the clubhouse is up on top of the hill.
Yeah, it's back in the woods now.
No, no.
No,
the gun
no.
club's up there.
Yeah, up there.
Okay.
That's a nice
see it up
place.
There?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And there used to be a house right over there where the building
They
was.
Got a big clubhouse up there.
Now, is that where you go?
Yeah, that's where.
Oh,
that's
you go to that
That's where
one.
You fix all the eats?
One up here.
No, he belongs out up there.
And that's an old property I have stuff about, too.
This here's a rifle club here.
Oh, I see. And the cemetery, which is there, but you can't really find any tombstones, was up on top of that hill, right across from this house, above the trees.
Hmm.
It's an old cemetery up there. And over in here, remember that? Where it was called Wolf Mill. They had a woolen mill or something like that. Just down there in the swamp.
That's
my God, look at the trees.
Yeah.
That's too far above my time.
And, well, my father and mother owned it for a short time. And that's a place where somebody had painted a mural on the wall of the Civil War and a doctor and nurse helping someone that was injured. And they supposedly took this wall down somehow and put it up at Gettysburg, this painting.
It is.
Was it up in the attic of a house?
No, it was down in the room. And they, I think they said it's in the Cyclorama. Is that
mm-hmm.
what that is?
Yeah, it's up in the visitor center.
Yeah. And the one that lived was a Dr. Studi that lived there. Oh, and up over that hill there, where I was telling you where the cemetery is also the silver mine. You know?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I dug up there at the gun club looking for silver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This used to be an old ice house here. I think they have it filled in there.
I went back in one of them holes up there one time.
Oh, really? Did you ever read that story, Ted?
No.
I didn't see no silver, though.
That's how Silver Run got its name.
And there used to be a store. And
yep, that was a store.
And a funeral parlor or
funeral
something
parlor.
There.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can remember my daddy used to walk back there, and they used to sell cane syrup or like molasses out of a barrel. Uh-huh. Had to pump it out of a barrel. And he'd walk back there and get a bucket of whatever when it got off.
And this woods up here used to be the Boy Scout camp. And they have a little places built over there where they put bunks in.
Uh-huh.
You know, but and they left the fronts open, but they have bunks built all around. There's some of them still standing. And then they build a fire outside at night, outside of one of these little places.
Oh, wow.
And all this belongs, and there used to be a house over in there, too.
Who owns all that now?
I don't know.
It's private, though?
Well, I don't know. The Boy Scouts owned it at one time, or they used it, I'll put it that way.
Right.
I don't know if they owned it or not. I don't know who owns that.
Now, when we come out up here, we'll be on, end up at Sawmill Road, right? Up by Mr. Meyer's house.
Uh-huh. And this big hill up here we used to call Strawberry Hill. There used to be a sawmill along there too. We used to come down here and play on that trolley that went the tracks. There's where Mr. Meyer's house.
Yep.
This is Strawberry Hill. Nice big hill, isn't it?
Yep.
It is a hill, too.
Yeah. Look at them houses. I wouldn't want to build them there. In the wintertime, you never get stopped going down the hill.
Once you leave, you better keep on going,
I
guess.
That's right. Now, if you go this way, you go right there from Reinhardt into right into Sawmill.
Okay.
And this is Bixler Church. Well, you've been up
there.
Yeah,
this is where your house is.
Yeah. And then that way you can go on up and go. If you turn right, go out the Run Road, you end up on 30.
Okay.
You go left, you go into Hanover.
They built a nice road back in here now.
Yeah. This hasn't been here this long.
No, it hasn't been here too long.
That's where, down over the hill. Do you ever know Rita Sell?
Heard of it.
He used to live down over the hill.
Getting a lot of houses out here, Miss Dickinson.
We live here.
Oh, just
you live here?
Last 10 years.
Yep.
You lived back there, but I didn't know which house.
Yeah.
Well, in the 5 years, 5-6 years, I've been up here since I went to Western Maryland. Amount of houses and stuff I've seen change up here is scary.
Yep, yeah, but you're getting a lot of houses up on this. We never thought we would build up. This house here is beautiful.
Wow.
Isn't that neat? Now this is all the Bixler farm. This is, or these properties were sold off of the Bixler farm.
Bixler property in here.
Both sides, yep.
There's one Hazel Bixler boy that lived there one time.
Yeah, uh-huh. And that back in there is when my mother was young with a swing. And you know where the Mall Nick's Chicken Farm is?
Off of Bachman Valley?
They're not that big, but coming up Sawmill Road, right there near the Chambers house that Daddy wrote the book.
Right.
You go back in a road there, it's a Mall Nick's Chicken Farm. That was my mom and dad's first place they lived when they were married.
There's Bixler's Church.
Yep. So that Mrs. McIver comes out to your church?
Who?
MacGyver?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, she was with you the day of the Peach Festival.
Oh.
I don't know her first name. And that's called Backwood Brew. That is back out on Deep Run Road.
Okay.
Does she come to your church? I don't know her first name. That young girl that was with you at the Peach Festival. Can't remember?
Can't remember right now.
And here, this is a Fixer farm here.
Yeah, that's Hazel's Fixer's farm.
And isn't that where her son got killed? The tractor?
Right up here at this tree, I think. This big old sycamore tree up here.
What happened there?
He upset the tractor, didn't he?
And I think that's what happened. There's a little branch in there, and
they
grounded
it.
They
pinned under and drowned.
Oh, wow.
Right here.
Right in that little creek.
Right in here, huh?
So, I think that's the place anyway.
And this is a Wareheim farm?